This is Bingo Crisco, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Welcome. We're like three minutes late? That's fine. You can't hear?
I can't, nope.
Oh, turn this knob over here. Yeah, so my name is Mr. Gracias. This is All Chat, video game talk show. Last week I did a music oriented show. I didn't talk at all. I probably just played music I liked. But now we're here. We're back. How does it feel to be back?
Feels good. Feels good to be on the radio talking about video games again.
Our favorite pastime and the kind of the purpose of this show. Excuse me. So yeah, it's a 504 here in Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we're going to start off with a song. Just, you know, get us off on the right foot. And then we're going to come back and talk about... do you want to talk about the new... what just went on with the awards? Did you see the Hiroshima ad trailer for the new Dead Rising?
No.
You didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going to watch it.
Okay.
On air. We'll come back from this song, all right?
All right.
All right. Stick around and we'll be right back after this quick song.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide.
Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different light, we rub our backs into the sky. But now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by. Other lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander, let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back.
Hello, we're back.
Hello, hello.
Upon further inspection, it seems like we cannot watch the Kojima trailer, live cinematic trailer, because first of all, it's 8 minutes long. Second of all, there's not a lot of dialogue in it, which I remember. If this was like a podcast, we might be able to like listen to bits of it, but it's not going to work here.
Yeah.
We have limited time, and we don't want to, you know. Oh, I never inputted the song. What song we just listened to? James Bay.
Hold back the river. So we decided to talk about Game of the Year nominees.
Yeah.
Because Game of the Year was just announced.
Yeah, the Game Awards of 2017 were announced. Did you see that Dr. Disrespect, one of the top streamers of PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, won trending streamer of the year?
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, he's everywhere on the internet now. Like, I don't even watch that much Twitch, and he's just ever Facebook, YouTube, like, his face... His reactions and his whole
character,
like,
his character is everywhere. Yeah,
it's like good, really good.
But yeah, Breath of the Wild, for anyone who's unfamiliar, the Nintendo Switch is one of the latest, actually the latest thing they just came out with. Nintendo just came out with a console. It's the next step after the Wii U. Which do you think is better?
I think it's so much better. I mean, have you had hands-on time with it?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I got my brother a Switch for his birthday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Like,
with just one Switch, so many people can have fun.
I saw all the issues that were going on with it, though, right at the start. Like, what when they first put it on sale, it was like having... It was... If you put in one of the remotes the wrong way, it would be jammed, and you had to break it to get a new one. A lot of them, the graphics would be immediately, like you know when you put it on negative... And, like, everything is... Yeah, it would do that a lot.
Whoa.
There's a whole video of just endless problems people were having with it.
Wow.
People would do a lot of unboxing videos and then like together, like put it together, like, oh wow, these come off and on. And then they'll put it in the wrong way and then like, oh, it's not coming off. And they break, that's immediately, you have to get a new one.
Yeah, but Breath of the Wild, like that game really, not to be annoying, but took people's breath away because it really was a feat in gaming creation. Because if you watch somebody play that game or if you play that game yourself, like,
it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
And it's like a work of art that's playable.
Yeah, and the whole overworld has no loading screens.
Yeah.
It's all just right there and all right in front of
you. And not just that, but the sounds. Have you heard the sounds in them? The sounds are so, like, crisp and, like, real.
Yeah.
When you do things, you're like, ah, yes, that's a good... There's some sounds in there where I'm just like, yes, I want to, like, do that over and over again because that sounds such a nice sound. And for our listeners that are unfamiliar with... not unfamiliar with video games, because if you're still sticking around, this is a video game talk show. So you're... you know, at least a little bit interested. But anyway, the Switch has this game. One of its debut games was The Legend of Zelda, which is a very popular series from Nintendo. Came out with a new game called Breath of the Wild, which they had been teasing for, what, 2 years prior?
Yeah.
Maybe a year and a half?
Yeah, and, a while.
It's like an open world, like, the next step in Legend of Zelda series. And it really did, like, it surpassed expectations that were already so high for it.
It was perfect.
It has endless playtime as well.
Yeah.
You can never finish that game fully.
And they just released a new DLC.
Really?
They added a...
I didn't know they would have DLC.
They added a motorcycle.
Wait, really?
I'm not even kidding. It's like, if you watch the YouTube video, that's the last thing they show, and it's a motorcycle.
Oh my god. Do they add a new area, or...?
Yeah, they add new dungeons, and new... It's like a new story, because... There's like the whole concept of the four champions that like gave up their lives for Hyrule.
Wasn't it six?
No, it was four.
It was four?
Yeah, there's four beasts and each of the four champions.
Have you watched like the storyline for it? Like,
I watched like most of it.
Okay.
The playthrough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I like get the story. But I'm like really excited because winter break is coming up and my brother's going to be at home with his Switch and I'm going to make him get the DLC. You know?
Yeah, because you like, we talked about this before on a previous show, for anyone who listens, that he did likes watching people play video games rather than himself playing video games. Even though he himself plays video games, he would actually yell at his brother if his brother didn't play it for him, like for him to watch, which is a very rare, I feel like, occurrence.
Yeah. But what were the contenders? What were the nominees again?
So, in the Game Awards for 2017, which I think was just finished yesterday or 2 days ago?
I think yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday or 2 days ago, either way. The contenders for Game of the Year for 2017 would be The Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild, obviously. Super Mario Odyssey, PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, Persona 5, and Horizon Zero Dawn, which... Horizon Zero Dawn, I was surprised about. I thought it was...
Yeah, I don't think it belongs
up there.
I know
it was pretty, but it was, like, gameplay-wise, it wasn't... Mechanics were not there.
I just know...
There's a montage of just,
yeah,
like,
just a montage of dumb AI being dumb and, like, not working. And it's, like, really pretty game, but, like...
It's very pretty game, and I know the story is a little bit, like, pretty good. Robotic dinosaurs, like, it's hard to go wrong with that. And, like, a really badass, like, woman protagonist.
You know what's crazy about that? Horizon Zero Dawn, I remember reading about this game in a Game Informer magazine.
Really?
Like, way back.
And no way.
I'm not even kidding.
I used to get Game Informer magazines, like, monthly as well.
And I remember being like, this game is going to be the most amazing game ever. And then it came out,
I think that's why it's up there. It's because it was one of the highly anticipated games of the year.
Yeah. It was going to be one of the flagships for the next gen, like, PS4
and Xbox. Yeah, that's a Sony game. I'm not quite sure what Persona 5 is. You know what that is?
It's a PS4 game. It's
made by Atlus.
It's an RPG. Persona, the whole Persona series has been, like, a really... It's a cult classic RPG, like JRPG.
Role-playing game, yeah. That's what I figured it was. I was like, it looks similar to like when you pick a kid, like you go through like their life, basically,
yeah,
and like,
make
decisions for them.
I played Persona 3 on the PS2, like way back when, and I sank so many hours into that game. It's just, you can't, there's so much to do at all times, so like beating it is not something that you can
I'm
do.
I'm trying to look it up just so I can see what it looks like.
Like, it's like very JRPG, like Japanese.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, is it like anime?
Yeah, it's basically like anime, but it's
a playable anime.
Yeah, you can like develop love relationships.
Yeah,
you can
that's,
like train
okay,
your
that's
character.
What I was like about like romance in there. There's
but it's mostly about dungeons, and you have like these like
dungeons.
Yeah, these like spirits that you take within yourself, and then you use those spirits to fight through this dungeon that appears every night at 12.
Like 12 real time or in the game?
In the game, 12 a.m. like in the game. And then there's this dungeon appears, and then you go through the dungeon to make sure that none of the things, bad things in the dungeon come out into the real world.
So there's combat in there.
Like, there's combat, yeah. Oh. It's turn-based combat, though. It's like Final Fantasy.
Okay.
Traditional Final Fantasies.
Oh, I see that here, yeah. So do you think it's up there because of its probably success not in America? Like,
I think
it was pretty successful here.
Yeah, this was a highly anticipated Persona game. Like, people went nuts when it came out.
Oh, as you're saying about like cult classic, like there's just a following. They just have such a fan base.
And it was one of the noteworthy games because it was, for these people, it was such a good game.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, okay. Like it's a good game.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what much about what makes that a really good game though, but Nintendo does have two contenders in the Game of the Year. And why do you think Super Mario Odyssey didn't win as opposed to Breath of the Wild?
I think Breath of the Wild just had more time.
It did have more
time. In the spotlight.
But do you think it's just because of time? Like, if Mario Odyssey had came out at the same time as Zelda at the beginning of the year, it would have the same impact?
I
do feel like, but Breath of the Wild seemed somehow, even though it's like a unique that we are familiar with, it was very new. Like, it was like, whoa, this is like new. Mario was like new as well, mm-hmm. but it was the same. It was like, it's Mario. It's like the new 64 and Mario 64. Like,
yeah.
Is that surprising? You were like, this is what I expected.
Like a traditional platformer with like,
it's really good, really pretty, obviously amazing, but in terms of comparison to Legend of Zelda and Breath of the Wild.
In terms of like innovation, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Breath of the Wild just did so much more.
I was the reason I know so much about it actually is because when was it? I think it was the last week of July. I was in Memphis for a wedding
mm-hmm.
with my girlfriend. Her best friend was getting married. And so I was staying at her house for like a week, and her sister had just gotten a Switch with Breath of the Wild to play because she loves Zelda.
Yeah, yeah.
So I sat on the couch and like watched her play for like hours on end. I would wake up and she's still playing. Like, she was on going.
Yeah.
And she barely got, like, percentage-wise, I'll give you a percentage, she was barely like 50% by the time I left. Like, there's so much to do. She always got sidetracked. Never did the main objectives.
Exactly.
She kept on doing
exactly,
side
right?
objectives.
That's what my brother did.
And just
when
gain
I was,
armor and like stuff and
I, like,
quests.
Do quests to figure out what there is to do in the
and
world.
Open up the world by going to towers and stuff like that.
Even just completing the map is like an endeavor.
Yeah, and different zones have different levels of like difficulty, so
you
have to build up to it. And there's so many secrets and Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, exactly.
And hidden, like, you just explore and you'll find things. So watching her play, that was really like a lot for me. I have a lot of hours of like watching gameplay to like really know. And then once I left, I was like, I really gotta know what happened. So I Googled all cutscenes from Breath of the Wild, and I watched the full length.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God, I watched the full length.
How long was that?
It was an hour. It was an hour worth of cutscenes, like a movie.
Oh, wow.
It's like a mini movie.
But think about that. When people create a game of this magnitude, they're literally making a movie plus like 80 plus hours of actual things to do between those cutscenes.
Yeah, and that's how you know you have a good game on your hands. Like, do you ever play the Assassin's Creed series? The same overworld thing, but like the difference obviously is that in Assassin's Creed you have less options. Like, from that one, there's some side quests, there's some collectibles you can get along the way, but most of the fun is like crawling around or running around, doing parkour on buildings, climbing, and then assassinating people that you needed to.
Yeah,
Breath of the Wild, it encourages and is like built around exploring and finding things.
Yeah, and just seeing the beautiful things that exist in the world and being creative with the things that are already in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like the monsters, like the certain conditions under which they appear, like how you're going to attack, like the Hinox, you have to attack the eyeball. It's the Hinox is like this giant cyclops that comes out, and it's unbeatable unless you target the eyeball.
Yeah,
you know?
And the different, what are they called? When you go in, there's a puzzle that you have to solve.
Dungeons.
Are they called dungeons?
I'm pretty sure they're called dungeons.
They're called something else. That's why I was confused.
Shrines.
That's what it is. I was like, it's not dungeon. Like, that has a different ring to it. But that's how you leveled up and like got more stuff. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the gameplay was actually very satisfactory. Like when you beat, like when you're fighting a bunch of people and you beat them, you like actually feel satisfied by the gameplay. It's not too easy, not too hard. Sometimes it can be a little bit hard, but that's like good because then you get satisfied by actually winning. I'm actually very surprised that PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is even on this contending list.
Why?
PUBG is great for like watching and experiencing with friends, but in terms of its actual like game mechanics and like fluidity, it's awful. Like, it has so many bugs, so many glitches.
Yeah.
Like, isn't a full-fledged game, isn't even optimized. There's so many things wrong with it that like it can't.
But it's fun.
It's incredibly fun. I've put so like almost a, like we're nearing on the 700 hour mark.
You like, are?
Yeah.
Oh
for
my
that game.
Gosh.
And that's on that's like I feel like I could have been at 1,000 already if I hadn't chosen specifically. Like, okay, today I'm not going to play PUBG and just didn't
700.
Play.
700?
Yeah.
Dude, it took me 10 years on TF2 to get to 800 hours.
So yeah, I played a lot. And so like, again, I'm someone who really loves the game.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's going to be real tricky.
But what's it called? PUBG, I think the amazing thing about it was created by a lover of the genre, and it wasn't created by
Well,
like
it was
a
created
studio.
By someone who broke off from H1Z1.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing game. So, I don't know, PUBG's a really fun and new, it was new to the Battle Royale scene, and there's a lot more Battle Royale games coming out. Call of Duty's getting a Battle Royale mode. Dying Light is getting a Battle Royale mode, which I'm confused it even exists still.
Fortnite.
Fortnite
Dude,
also.
Fortnite's like Battle Royale mode looks actually a lot funner than PUBG, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, it's cartoony. It's more like...
Yeah, but still, like...
It seems like more TF.
But
like,
you, it has the building. It has
the
building,
which is like really cool.
And like, for
Do
me...
Do you see what the 50 on 50 combat?
No.
It was released today for Fortnite.
Oh my
god. 50 on 50 combat, yeah.
That's awesome.
Right? It's pretty cool. And it's also a free game on PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly, like...
and it actually... The mechanics and gameplay are way more fluid.
Crisper, yeah. It makes it looks nicer, makes more like.
To
fluid
be fair,
gameplay.
PUBG was going like their goal is very higher up than Fortnite.
What do you
like,
mean?
Fortnite's like, PUBG's going for realism. Like they have like they use a lot of armor mods. They use a lot of things in that nature. Like they want to make it look like a real sim. Like they have a lot of requirements from a system. Like a system doesn't need can run Mac. A Mac can run
Fortnite
very easily. And struggles intensely with PUBG. And on top of that, PUBG is just really fun with friends. It's just like so. As in terms of game of the year, it would only win in that case if, it, in terms of like, yeah, it's the most popular game and like really took off in every like.
Yeah, like who would have thought that one of the, a battle royale game in this like field of like just the boom of battle royale games would stand
out so much?
It doesn't
even have a campaign. All the other ones have storylines.
Wait, they do?
Yeah. It gave me Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh, I thought
Persona.
You were talking about other Battle Royale games.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm saying on this list for Game of the Year, it's the only game that's strictly multiplayer, killing other people for like in a round of 100 being the last one alive.
Yeah.
And it made it to even a contending for like that.
Something just flashed.
Oh. Are we getting a phone call?
I told Woody to call in.
Woody to call in?
Answer it, man.
Okay.
First caller ever.
Yeah. I have to make sure I do this right just because I don't want him saying anything dumb. All right. Let's have the phone call.
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Is this the WMFL?
Yeah, it is. You're live on 91.5. FM WFO radio, please. No swearing, you know, nothing vulgar. We want to make sure we keep it clean.
First caller.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
First one in my life.
Who am I talking to?
This is Woody Collin, and you guys actually know me.
Oh, I know
Yeah. So I wanted to actually talk in Colin and bring up a subject, and I'm completely serious when I say that I want to talk about ethics in gaming journalism.
Ethics and gaming journalism? Did I hear you right?
One thing that I've seen brought up about kind of the list I've seen that put PUBG for Game of the Year and stuff like that. Since PUBG is still in early access, do you think that should disqualify it from being allowed to be put on any Game of the Year?
Yeah, that's why I'm even confused that it's up there.
Yeah,
I agree 100%. Like, I
never thought about that way, though.
Yeah, I understand PUBG is a great game, but early access means that it's not a
it's
full game yet.
It's actually technically coming out next week.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
fully.
I guess you're right.
If it's coming out, maybe that changes things if it's coming out this year.
It technically is coming out this year.
I'm not sure exactly the format of the list, whether like the game can only be nominated in the year that they're released.
Yeah,
maybe. That was something important to bring up.
Yeah, I'm wondering what criteria goes into choosing... a specific game into game of the year, because I'm looking at the other like sections of the awards, and PUBG doesn't show up on any of the other categories. But Mario and Breath of the Wild keep continues. Oh, it popped up here again. Best ongoing game. The winner was Overwatch.
Ongoing game.
Ongoing game.
Okay, interesting. And so it sounds like every other category is for new releases.
Yeah. So yeah, it seems like. But even then, I don't know what the ongoing criteria is for ongoing. But
yeah.
I guess Overwatch wins because it's been out for longer and still going.
but I guess it's also being currently developed.
It's continuously being updated and stuff. So I guess in that sense, PUBG is just a game that was released, like open for people to purchase with money. So therefore, it is allowed to be in the contending list.
Yeah, I guess so.
But was that your main concern, Woody?
Yeah, that was my main question. That's all I had.
Oh, okay, cool. I think we're going to actually go into a break with some music, and then we'll be right back. You can stay on the line.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Woody.
Is he gone? Oh, there he is.
He's still here. All right, we're going on break now.
Oh, he hung up. All right, we're going to go into the music. This is... how about you do it? You do it.
What do I say again?
This is like...
I get it. This is... all chat, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
There you go. Good song. That was by Covey. The song name is /... Like, just put four of those in a row. And nice. That's the song title.
Cool song name.
Is that what you're supposed to call it? I don't know what the technical name we would call that name, or they want us to call that name. /...
This is what they want. They were trying to do this to us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's currently 5:30. You're listening to WMFO. yeah, this is the video game talk show. And we're going to go back into talking about the award show, going to different categories.
Yeah.
Would you want to redo a PSA before we do that? I know you looked at a PSA over there.
So, we read these bad boys out loud?
Yeah. Do you want me to look up some background music while you read it? Make it more epic?
Yeah, make it a holiday. Put some Michael Bublé on? my man, Michael Bublé.
Let me look that up. And what am I supposed to? Is just Christmas?
Yeah, just any Christmas, and then I'll start.
Let's see if it's an ad first. It is an ad. Let me mute that sound so we're not playing ads on air.
Yeah.
8 seconds left in the ad. Give me a second. It's an ad for iPhone X.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta learn about that. And we are going. Let me see if.
All right, everybody. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
That last comment sounds like we just want all you guys alive, please. Like, don't die. But yeah, that was good. I like that.
I like that too.
Should we just keep Michael Bublé playing in the background as we keep talking?
Yeah, I'm down with that. It's the season.
I kind of want to look up the instrumental version so we don't have his voice playing. But I think it's essential. Anyway,
new category.
So the category after just overall game of the year, which is awarded for recognizing a game that delivers the absolute best experience across all creative and technical fields. That's Breath of the Wild, and PUBG apparently was on that list. Best Game Direction, which is awarded to a game studio for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design.
Yeah, and we already talked about this for Breath of the Wild.
And Breath of the Wild won.
Yeah.
So, once again, they're leaning on two fronts. They went in a third one. I'm not quite sure which one it is. But in that running for Best Game Direction was also Wolfenstein 2. Isn't that about a Nazi?
Yeah, it's about
future?
A future where Nazis won World War II.
Oh, in place of what happened during World War II if Nazis had won World War II, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's Resident Evil 7, which I think has a really cool story. I see why it's up there.
Yeah,
it's up
VR there. Too.
And yeah.
I can't imagine playing a horror game in VR because I think I would cry. Yeah. I think I would literally break down and start crying. No, like actually I can't. Especially if it was VR, if it looked like VR. It was happening to you.
Yeah, VR is kind of creepy. I've seen people play the game and like they throw their controller around, like it gets pretty bad. After that, it's Best Narrative for outstanding storytelling and narrative development in a game. We've all played games like that where we're like, this story like has made me cry.
Uncharted.
I never played Uncharted actually.
I finished Uncharted in one sitting. Like
really?
two Uncharted games I finished in one sitting because I just
like for me it's like Fallout 4, Red Dead.
Oh yeah.
Red Dead Redemption is really really good. Grand Theft Auto 5 is actually really good in terms of its story, surprisingly. But what won for this one for best narrative is What Remains of Edith Finch. Absolutely no idea what game that is.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it must be a PC game.
An indie, probably.
It's made by Giant Sparrow. And Giant Sparrow is the same
I've heard
that
of that.
Made... Yeah, I know, recognize their name.
Yeah.
But yeah, they made this game, and I guess it's a story-based game. I'm going to look it up later, but that one, that... And then for Best Art Direction for Outstanding Creative and or Technical Achievement in Artistic Design and Animation is Cuphead. Do you want to explain what Cuphead is?
Cuphead is a side-scrolling shoot 'em up. It's reminiscent of Metal Slug, and it's about two characters, Cuphead and Mugman, who had their souls stolen by the devil.
Not stolen. They gambled their souls.
They gambled,
lost.
Yeah, they gambled their souls away.
to the devil himself.
Yeah, and so they're trying to get it back, and it's like a...
They're like, please don't take our souls, we'll do anything. He's like, well, I guess you could collect...
Someone's calling in again.
We got another caller. Let me pause the music real quick. I gotta make sure I do this right once again.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to 91.5 FM. You're on air.
Hey, I was wondering, I was the last person to be DJ, and I might have looked at my headphones in there.
Oh, you're looking for your headphones?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They're black. They're pretty nondescript. They're like over-the-ear headphones.
Do they look like the studio microphones?
What's that?
Do they look like the microphones, or the headsets that I'll be wearing right now?
No. They're a little bit smaller. I got them from Amazon. They're like pretty basic, crappy headphones.
Okay, yeah, we'll look for them when we play some music up ahead.
Okay, for sure. Thanks so much.
Actually, I guess you wanted to know if they're here, but we're looking around.
I don't think they're here.
It doesn't look like they're here. We just looked around real quick right now.
Okay.
We're not seeing them right off the bat. Mm-hmm.
Sorry about interrupting your show.
No, all good. All good.
Great. All right, adios.
See ya. All right. I thought it was one of your friends.
I thought it was Woody again.
Yeah, I thought it was Woody again. He was like, actually, Cuphead. Yeah. Actually.
No, he texted me and he was like, Fallout 4 story is trash.
Oh my God. That's fair. I mean, Fallout 4, it was fun. I think more of the gameplay was fun. The storytelling wasn't great.
There was a lot of paths the story took.
Anyway.
Cuphead.
Cuphead was great. You were saying it was reminiscent of Metal Slug.
Yeah, and it's mainly a boss battle sim, you know.
It's based off of like 70s cartoons.
Yeah, and it's honestly the art is really amazing. It's a hand drawn.
It's a hand drawn game, so every frame is drawn by hand.
Yeah, and there's so much happening in all the boss fights. You're amazed at how they animated that.
Yeah, for outstanding creative and or technical achievement, and that's definitely some bit of both.
So actually, I actually originally thought that this was the first hand-drawn game came out. Yeah, I thought it was like the first.
No, you did not think
I
that.
I thought that, and then
I didn't even think that.
Woody corrected me, and he was like, there are other really good hand-drawn games, and one of them was Hollow Knight. And
Hollow Knight?
It's a platformer.
The platformer that looks like...
It's kind of dark.
Alien Hominid?
Yeah, sort of. It looks... The main character is like this white bug thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, it's another platformer, and it's...
I mean, we aren't talking game of the year, though. Did Hollow Knight come out this year?
Read these texts from Woody.
So dumb. His opinion is objectively wrong for these cartoons, not 70s. All right. I'm sorry. I was just guessing.
Woody, if you're this passionate,
call in. Guide us through this. Yeah, clearly, you should be here in the studio with us.
Why don't you have a headset on with the mic right next to you? Come on.
Yeah, you should come out every Friday at 5 o'clock. We'll be here.
We'll be right
anyway,
here.
Anyway, rivaling Cuphead was Destiny 2, Breath of the Wild, Persona 5, and Horizon Zero Dawn.
Why am I so...
Why is Persona 5 up there? They have good... Is that hand-drawn?
Yeah, it's good. It's not hand-drawn, but it's really great. Like, it's it a very like a distinct art style.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's... You notice it.
Destiny 2 is also kind of pretty, but... first-person shooter game, it's not very like Cuphead or Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it's not innovative.
Yeah,
like what did it do differently than other than correct its mistakes from Destiny 1?
Trying to look at other games. Let's look at best mobile games.
Oh no.
Best mobile game. For the best game playable on a dedicated mobile device.
Okay.
Monument Valley 2. Monument Valley 2. I played Monument Valley 1 and it's actually beautiful.
What do you do in this game?
It's a puzzle game. It's like a platformer puzzle game.
Oh,
I've seen it. You click and it kind of geometry like messes.
I've
like,
seen it in the app store.
See the picture? Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually bought it because you have to pay money for it. And I bought it because I was like, this has great reviews and I've heard things about it online like from gamers and they're like, yeah, this game is actually pretty awesome.
See, the thing about mobile games for me is I don't like having video games that accessible to me.
It's a trap.
Because it really is. Like, I remember when I downloaded that Yu-Gi-Oh game on my phone.
Oh, Duel Links.
I would just be sitting in places I'd just be doing that when I had any free second. I was just like, I don't want that.
Yeah, yeah. I do that too when I'm bored in class. I just pull out and I'm like, I can play some Yu-Gi-Oh cards right now. let me improve my deck. Banish him to the Shadow Realm.
Heart of the Cards.
That one's for Woody. his favorite thing.
You have to look into the Heart of the Cards.
Yeah, Heart of the Cards. Yeah. So My Name of Valley 2 won. It was fighting against Fire Emblem Heroes.
That looks like a fun game.
It's a Nintendo game, and Super Mario Run, which is a Nintendo game, and I actually like that.
Why is Nintendo so good at what they do?
They're great at video games. They're terrible at multiplayer.
Yeah.
Anything involving multiplayer is like trash.
Do they have like, except Super Smash Brothers?
No, but that's not online though. It's not
That's true. Yeah. They're all about local.
Local.
Yeah.
Like Splatoon even. Like it's a great game. A lot of people are addicted to it.
Yeah.
But it's terrible like online mechanics. Like not even voice chat is like really easily done.
I feel like the Switch would be capable of voice chat too, you know?
I guess if they have great games that are authentic, unique, new, you can't really fault them for not having multiplayer.
I don't even know if it's new because they have such a they found a formula early and they
like
just
Zelda,
perfected it.
Mario.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Well,
there's like lesser known ones like Donkey Kong, Kirby.
I was thinking of Samus.
Metroid.
Metroid. There it is.
That's right. Metroid is having its own little uprising in the coming future.
And Sonic is from
Sega.
Sega.
Sonic. Sonic is is not a really irrelevant topic anymore.
There's also Old Man's Journey and Hidden Folks in the mobile games. Hidden Folks looks like a Where's Waldo type of game. It looks like you have to find something in a picture. Yeah. It looks like very artistic. It looks very well done.
Have you seen ads on YouTube for this mobile game called Lineage 2?
Yeah, all over. They're trying to really attack YouTube
but
viewers.
Like, it seems like really ambitious for a mobile game.
Like, it looks like it actually is doing a good job.
Yeah, how many people can actually afford to have that big of a game on their phone?
With most specs, I think like now, yeah.
I mean, most
people have iPhones. Most people have like the latest ones.
Yeah, exactly. Only with the latest phones, though. But how many people have the latest phones?
Apparently, they have real time matches with like up to 100 players.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? How can a phone do that?
And most amazing phone games I can't actually play. Like, did you see that there are even Rules to Survival, which is like a PUBG ripoff?
Oh yeah,
it's actually really good. It looks exactly the same. It looks exactly like PUBG. I can't play those because you need like two thumbs to usually play, and I can't do that. I'm in awe of that there actually is a game that other people could play. Like they can, like, or you can attach it to a VR thing and do VR games.
That's ridiculous.
We're carrying something that's worth like close to $1,000, like upper hundreds.
Like
so
a gaming laptop.
It's a mini computer. Yeah. It's about time that it catches up to the gaming world. Mm-hmm. It even has its own category in the Game Awards.
So Woody just brought up a point. So we have like our ghost third guest right now, which is...
Why did he just stay on the line?
Well, he brought up Sonic Mania.
Yeah.
That had a lot of hype this year.
Donkey hype.
But it only had hype because the fans were able to weigh in on what the game was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't do anything innovative. They just created levels that were very reminiscent of the old Sonics that people loved.
Just for reference, I've never played a Sonic game.
Really?
Never.
I was really into Sonic games when I was younger. Like,
no, I never
Sonic Adventure 2, like, I spent that was on the GameCube. And I spent so much time on that game.
I only had a PlayStation 1, then a PlayStation 2, and then an Xbox. So...
Yeah,
and PlayStation 2 had very limited games.
You weren't
played Crash Bandicoot a lot.
You weren't a filthy casual.
No, that was not me. We're nearing on the last quarter of our show. I just want to let anyone know who's listening, any of our listeners, you can call in at any point to if you're have any strong opinions, want to get your two cents in because we're just two guys. We don't know everything about video games. What we say isn't.
Yeah, I know very
final
little.
Answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might be wrong in some cases, and Woody keeps correcting me here and there.
Yeah, he's the professor.
Yeah. But anyway, our number is 855-915-WMFO. Again, that's 855-915-9636. So if anyone wants to call in, you can also look us up. Just Google WMFO.org and you'll have the phone number there. But so this is always open. We're here every Friday, 5 p.m. I'll probably be on break over winter break since I'm going home and you're probably going home too.
I'm going home, yeah.
But we're going to be here for a while.
Probably
I'm
going to
play another
games.
Song. Breath of the Wild, another section, best action/adventure game. Combining combat with traversal and puzzle solving. That's literally what Breath of the Wild is. It was in contest with Uncharted, Super Mario Odyssey, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Assassin's Creed Origins.
Assassin's Creed.
All right. Yeah, we're going to go. I'm going to pick a song right now. And we'll be back right after this song. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Happy Friday.
Seriously, it's happy cold, Friday. Actually. It's going to snow tomorrow.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No way.
3 to 6 inches.
3 to 6 inches.
It's going to snow all day tomorrow.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited now.
Yeah. First snow.
Yeah, first snow.
That's in Korean culture. It's like supposed to be a really romantic thing for couples. Yeah.
No way. Yeah. I was expecting you to say, is it very like bad luck or bad omen?
No, first snow is like going to be it's supposed to be the date. Like that you make
you have the
super
best romance, like as when you're supposed to go like be adventurous in your
like,
love life
or? Do the first kiss, you know, like make it super romantic, okay. You know, okay. Something like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
You didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. I was trying to think of other things that first snow could mean, and I was like, that's pretty much it. It's about to be 5:50. We have 10 minutes left on our show.
Yeah.
We're just wrapping things up. Thanks for those who have been sticking around listening in.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we really do. We love you.
Come back next Friday. Yeah.
First snow's tomorrow. What are you doing? What's up? Call me.
Call me. Yeah. Call me.
Okay. So we're discussing what the games we want to play over the winter break.
Yeah. Since there's so much time.
Let's talk about the most anticipated games of
2018. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like there's a list. I know. Escape from what is it? Escape from Tarkov.
Oh yeah,
that one's a good one. I've been seeing a lot of people play. I'm sure Woody knows a lot about that. Red Dead Redemption 2. Oh, Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm so hyped for that game. Red Dead Redemption 2 was
Monster
so
Hunter.
Good.
Monster Hunter World.
What's Monster Hunter?
Dude, this game is just about hunting monsters.
But is it like a?
It's like
rated M, like Gears of War type of thing.
No, it's like a multiplayer experience. It's like you get form a party to do a monster quest. No, it's just you always go to a very same overworld. You have a hub world.
Destiny?
Yeah, you have a hub world and you teleport to an
to
an overworld, to a dungeon world, where you have to hunt, track the monsters down first of all, and then hunt them together.
Is it first person or third person?
It's third person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of the top ones is Revenant Kingdom, Ni no Kuni 2.
Kingdom Hearts 3? Kingdom Hearts.
I never played Kingdom Hearts.
Oh my, Kingdom Hearts was my child, like actual my childhood.
Really?
Kingdom Hearts 1.
Is it the one with the
Disney characters, Disney and characters? Final Fantasy characters.
Okay.
But this game, I have literally, the second game, I played through to completion 4 different times in my childhood. The second
game. You beat it 4 times.
Yeah, and
from beginning to
each playthrough is like 60 hours. So
game
has defined my childhood gaming career. Like, I first saw Kingdom Hearts 1 when I was in elementary school in Korea. That's I saw the Korean version of it that my cousin was playing. And I was just like, oh my god, I love this game. So I came back and I was like, I want Kingdom Hearts 1. So I played Kingdom Hearts 1 and I was like, waiting. I like consumed all the media that Kingdom Hearts related, like the Game Boy games, the DS games, the PSP games, the online forums talking about Kingdom Hearts lore.
They have another, that's another series that has a very cult following.
It really does. It
like,
really does.
Yeah. I never understood the draw. It felt like a kid's game. It felt like a kid's game.
It's the combat. Mm. It was a huge departure from typical Final Fantasy turn-based combat. So it was it was an action RPG, you know? So you actually had full control of your character's actions and you...
Okay.
Yeah, so it was... That's what was fun about it.
Yeah, after that, Far Cry 5. I never played any of the Far Crys.
Far Cry's just seemed like the same game.
Over and over again. Over just and in over different again. Eras? Yeah. Like, time?
Far Cry 5 is in America, actually.
Oh,
It's like post-nuclear America.
Mm. Yeah, there's Red Dead, we already talked about.
Anthem.
Anthem? What is that?
Dude, you didn't see... At EA, Anthem...
No.
...showed the most amazing... It's a Destiny clone, but it looks more fleshed out than Destiny.
There's robot suits. There's
it's crazy. Like when
Anthem is said to be Destiny killer, but we will have to see about that after Destiny 2's great success.
Yeah,
some online only multiplayer game is being developed by BioWare. BioWare.
But guess who's the producer?
Who's the producer?
EA.
Ooh. EA versus Bungie. Who will win?
Oh my god. EA is producing Anthem.
Oh, Spider-Man.
Have
you seen the gameplay for
that? I saw the gameplay. It looks pretty fun. It looks pretty like...
That was my PlayStation 1 like childhood game.
Do you don't think it's like two quick time events?
It looks very quick.
I mean, I feel like it's going to be a bunch of quick time events where you're like...
It's like it slows down, right?
Yeah, and then like press a button. And I feel like that's what the gameplay is going to be like. To be honest,
we'll see,
because there's so much happening. Like, you can't possibly do
they're trying
all
to make
that.
You feel like Spider-Man where you can be very quick, but because of that they need to make it so that you are humanly
reflexes are able to do that.
Sea of Thieves. Don't know what Sea of Thieves is. Is that gonna be for PC and Xbox One?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
God of War. I saw the trailer for that. It looks pretty cool.
The Crew 2 looks like a racing game. Yeah, it looks like that's it.
Filthy Casuals.
Yeah, and that's it. Let's wait, hold on, I wanna look up, were you having a specific game you wanted to play over break?
I have a couple. The Humans Fall Flat, that I want to play that more, a little more, and then I want to get an MMORPG started, because with so much time over break I'll either be applying to jobs or playing MMORPGs, because or Overwatch, but also internet at my house is not fantastic.
Oh, so. Really? That sucks.
Yeah.
Let me just...
Yeah.
Yeah, get some Christmas music going while we're...
Nice way to close it out for today.
Wait, I don't want that one. I want this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You have to have this one.
Yep.
We're in the last 6 minutes here.
Mariah.
Like 4 minutes.
John, you were saying you wanted to get more involved in YouTube and Minecraft.
Yeah, I'm going to be going back to my YouTube roots where I began, mostly because Twitch streaming is becoming very time intensive, and right now during finals I'm not being able to like stream as much.
Yeah.
Whereas YouTube, I just have to film it once. I need a block of time to film it, and then over the course of like days I can edit it and like work on it whenever I have time.
Weekly uploads.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to be starting like a Minecraft series, a vlog series again. I think I'm going to do weekly vlogs and do like a Christmas type of vlog where I just do that. Hold on, this is the best part.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah. So that, and then maybe montages of us playing dumb games and being dumb. You know, how friends usually do.
Whenever we play games in a group, I feel like we're something stupid.
That's why they bring Gmod back. We have to bring Monthly Gaming Club back.
Yeah. Oh, it's just because nobody wants to play Gary's Mod anymore for some reason.
Why?
It's so much fun.
Especially if everyone learned how to do Prop Hunt and the knife killing one.
Dude, Prop Hunt is not fun.
Prop Hunt is so fun.
You need a certain amount of people for Prop Hunt to be fun. And we always have just
right
below.
You need
at least
five.
Five is too little. You need at least 10. That's what I think.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. You just need three on each team at least. So six.
Mm-hmm. I think
it's funner with the higher numbers. Yeah. Yes,
I think they're pretty close off to the idea of Prop Pun.
And what about the other one?
Murder was when people were just screaming and running around.
But by the third round, everyone got tired of it and was just like, whatever.
Yeah,
The killer wasn't being sneaky anymore.
No, they were just being blatantly.
Murder's fun though when everybody's like, it's him, because it's basically the same as when we play. What do we play? Usually
Trouble in Terrorist Town.
Yeah, Trouble in Terrorist Town.
Yeah.
TTT, so it's similar to that where there's a killer that you don't know who is.
Yeah, but it's just like a game mode that it's just ridiculous.
But yeah, thank you to our listeners. This has been
All Chat,
the video game talk show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah, we have another.
That's
one
my last
show. Yeah, before the year.
Because I leave next Saturday, actually, to go home. So next Friday will be my last show. And then I'll be back in January.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Have a wonderful week.
Wonderful holidays.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
With the first snowfall tomorrow.
Make it romantic. And yeah.
get all your dates in. And we'll see you then. I'll just leave you out with this.